We welcomed our baby Henry with joy and relief. Childbirth in those days was extremely dangerous. When a woman's birth pain started, friends and family held their breath. Well, we were a family now. With an infant to care for, we decided it was time to consider our living situation and find a steady income. In October of 1847, we made a decision.
There, there. Auntie Howland has him now. Sister Ellen, I think... No, I know. He has to be changed.
Nothing unusual for this youngster. He seems to be wet at least half the time. Lay him here on this towel. I'll change him. I'm getting used to this kind of work.
Speaking of work, Brother James, what are the prospects for finding a job in Gorham?
Slim to none, Brother Howland. Work there is as scarce as hen's teeth.
Why don't you move here to Topsom? There's plenty of work on the railroad, and the farmers are begging for help.
You know, Stockbridge is right. You two have been married for more than a year now. You have a baby to care for, but you don't have a home of your own yet. So why not move here?
You've told us that in Gorham there's no one to observe the Sabbath with you. Come set up housekeeping here, where you have friends to worship with.
Setting up a house takes money, and, as you know, James uses every penny he gets to further the truth.
We have more space than we need in this huge old house, and we could spare two or three rooms for your use. Stockbridge and I would love to have you with us.
That would be pleasant, but we don't have any furniture or dishes. How can we possibly...
Why don't you just leave that to Stockbridge and me? You and Brother James go to Gorham and pack your things.
We'll do that. God bless you both. You're an answer to prayer.
Well, take your time going, but hurry back. And when you get here, we may just have a surprise for you. Surprise!
Welcome to Topsom!
Come in!
Come see your new home!
Why, this is a surprise. Thank you for the welcome, and where did all this furniture come from?
Well, all of your friends donated something. Sister Abel had a few extra chairs, Brother Skinner had an old cook stove that's still good, somebody else had a spare table, and so on.
There are dishes and pots and pans.
And even firewood stacked by the stove. What a blessing.
Come in and see the sleeping room. Stockbridge found this old oak bedstead up in the attic, and Francis and I made a feather tick for it. It has rope springs instead of iron, but I think you'll find it comfortable.
Look. There's even a cradle for little Henry.
It's all so wonderful. Our very first home, James.
James and I were determined to pay our own way. Although the times were depressed, my husband secured work hauling rock for a railway cut through near Brunswick, Maine.
Come on, you ganny dancers! We ain't got forever to cut through this ledge! Hurry up with them blasting holes! We'll blow this rock in 20 minutes!
This straw boss sure is in a mighty hurry. He's been working us like slaves all day!
Either these stones get heavier, or I get weaker. But I guess the boss has people who are pushing him hard, too.
Probably right. I just wish we was in New Hampshire.
Why? Oh, yes. The new law that cuts the workday to 10 hours.
At the same pay, too. Just think, we could sleep until 6 o'clock in the morning and get home before the kids go to bed.
That would be nice, all right. Well, maybe someday we'll have such a law in Maine, too.
I hope so. In the meantime, you better get yourself some gloves. Your hands are skinned raw.
I've got more important places for my money than gloves. I can put up with a few skinned fingers.
I wonder what's taken the paymaster so long to get out here with our envelopes. Been standing in this line for an hour.
I wish you'd hurry. I've got to buy milk and food on the way home. The store will be closing soon.
Attention! Men, give me attention for a moment.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you. The pay wagon didn't come in.
Oh, not again!
We want our money!
Pay us now!
I know! I know how you feel, but there's nothing I can do about it. You'll just have to wait until next Friday.
What do you mean, next Friday?
I want my money now!
My family will go hungry!
I bet you big shots get paid!
I'm sorry! There's nothing I can do about it!
And now what do we do? Are you going to ask God to help you, Wyatt, huh? Fat chance will help the likes of us.
With no money and a wife and tiny baby at home, God is the only hope I have left. Yes, of course, I'll pray for his help. And I'll get it, too.
God did help. Soon, James was able to take a job cutting wood. In spite of a severe pain in his side, he worked all day for 50 cents. But at least on this job, he was able to collect his pay. Our budget was very tight.
Little Henry needs an apron to cover him. It's too chilly to leave his arms bare.
How much will it cost?
I can purchase the cloth for 27 cents and make it myself.
But where can we get 27 cents?
The milk allowance is 9 cents a day. If I do without milk for 3 days, I'll have the money for the cloth.
But we only buy 1 pint of milk a day as it is. That's scarcely enough. You and the baby need the milk, or you'll both weaken.
And if Henry doesn't have proper clothing, he'll suffer from the cold. We have to make the sacrifice if we're going to stick to our decision not to go into debt.
You're right. The only alternative is to depend on others to help us. I hate the thought of that as much as being in debt.
One day, when our provisions were all gone, my husband went to his employer to get money, or food. He walked 3 miles and back in the rain.
James, is that you?
Yes, Ellen. Oh, it's good to be home. Here's the bag of provisions.
Oh, you look exhausted, and your limbs much worse. Here, sit down.
Oh, it does feel good to sit. Those cobblestones in Brunswick seem to get harder every day.
You used to lecture in Brunswick, and today you walk through the town carrying that bag on your back like some kind of tramp. Oh, James, that you should suffer such humiliation.
Ellen, darling, don't. You'll make yourself sick.
Has it come to this? Has God forsaken us?
I regret to say I cried for hours until I fainted. James and Brother Howland prayed earnestly, and I soon felt the cheering influence of the Spirit of God.
Are you all right now, Ellen?
Yes, James, really. God has shown me that he's been trying us for our own good.
In what way?
Our work is to labor for souls. If we had prospered, home would be so pleasant we wouldn't be willing to leave it to travel for the Lord.
Then we must renew our determination to let God lead us and go wherever he sends us.
Amen.